One of the biggest questions I get consistently is there a bad way to practice? And at first that seemed like a kind of a funny question to me. I'm like, a bad way to practice? What, you know? And then thinking about it more, really they're trying to get down to the core of it. Is me sitting there jamming along to a tune the same as me sitting there working through this, the same as, so that, you know, musicians and drummers everywhere are trying to figure out, is there a bad way to do this thing? Like, am I doing this wrong? And the answer is, yeah. Yeah, there's a bad way to practice. There's a good way to practice and a bad way to practice. This whole course is focused on deliberate practice. So anything that goes against deliberate practice is a bad form of practice, okay? To me, there's really these three different types of practice. You have your deliberate practice, which is what we're focused on. That's what we want. We want to deliberately do things every time. We want to know why we're doing them and have them improve what we're doing. The second way that I see a lot of players, musicians, and across fields practice is it's this repetition thing. They think that if they just repeat it enough times that they'll get it. And to an extent, that's right. But when you're just repeating things, maybe you don't just need to repeat it. Maybe you need to break that down. Maybe you need to slow it way down. Slow practice is so underrated, man. You should play slow. 40 BPM is the new Lamborghini. Like, it's awesome. Practice there because you're going to work out so many of your issues. But maybe you need to slow it down. Maybe you need to pick it apart into three or four different sections. Maybe there's a lot of different things. So repetitive practice is not necessarily good practice. You'll hear me talk about this later, but our brains, the way our brains work is they work on a ratio scale. So if you practice it correctly, so if you go through it correctly once and then you go through it again and it's wrong, you're at a 1-to-1 ratio. So you're essentially at the starting point, even though you've been practicing. And if we repeat that again and we do it correctly again, that's twice. And then, oh no, we did it incorrectly again. We've now done it. We're still at zero. And what happens if we do it again after that and we do it wrong? Now we're at negative. So our brains encode things at the same rate that we do them. So what we need to do is encode success far greater than we're encoding that failed or wrong way to do it. So repetitive practice is a bad form of practice. Mindless practice, that's the worst type of practice. That's where you go in and you're just like, all right, well, I said I was going to put 2 hours in, so here, and you just go through mindlessly doing these things without paying attention to, are you playing with correct form? Are you playing with dynamics? Are you playing with articulation? Do you have your timing correctly? Does it groove? Is it in the pocket? Without paying attention, you're now mindlessly going through practice. That's actually counterproductive. Because you're now ingraining in yourself, instead of ingraining success, even if that success is at 70% slower rate than you're supposed to be playing it, it's still success. If we're ingraining an unsuccessful way to do things and just mindlessly going through it, that's a bad way to practice. So yes, there's good and there's bad ways to practice. I want you to practice in a good way. Okay, the studies have shown, you can go look at some of the reading materials that I've got listed in that section, the additional reading. But studies have shown that practicing in a bad way, practicing too much, practicing to the point of burnout, not getting enough recreational activities or enough sleep, all these things are negative. They feed your practice in a negative way. So there is a bad way to practice. There is a good way to practice. And what I want to do is construct this practice ritual. I want to construct it for you in a very positive way so that you know the best way to practice, the healthy way to practice.